Sing 584. All hail King Jesus as we turn our minds toward worshiping our Lord this morning. All hail King Jesus. All hail Emmanuel, King of Kings. Stand. All hail King Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, bright morning star, and throughout eternity I'm going to praise Him, and forevermore I will reign with Him. Amen. With all your heart this morning, all hail King Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of Kings. And throughout eternity, I'm going to praise Him, and forevermore I will reign with Him. We are standing. Thank you, Lord. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in His presence on holy ground. Amen. With all your heart, we are standing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I know that there are angels, oh, they're all around. Oh, yes, let us praise Jesus now, for we are standing in presence on holy ground. Think about it. Amen. Let's worship Him. We are are standing on holy ground. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I know that there are angels all around. Oh, yes. Let us praise Jesus now. For we are standing in his presence on holy ground. Amen. Let's just talk to him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we invite you this morning, Lord Jesus. Bless your children, Lord. Lord, we come into your presence to worship you, Lord Jesus. Praying you take our minds off of tomorrow, Lord, off of yesterday, Lord Jesus. And may we just worship you in your presence, Lord, right now, Lord God. Forgive us of our sins, Lord, our failures, our faults, Lord Jesus. Lord, we love you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. We desire you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, be with us, Lord, and bless this service, Lord. Bless the word, Lord God. We thank you, Father. We love you, Lord Jesus, in your precious name. Are standing in his presence on holy ground. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Thomas, you want to help us out, brother? Praise the Lord.
Dear Lord, please bless Brother Dale and Brother Wade and all the people.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, please bless the church prayer request. Lord, please bless the tithes and offerings in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, Jesus. I've been thinking about that song all week. We're standing on holy ground. It kind of came from our Bible study. It turned into a testimony service, and everybody was talking about how God had protected them through the years, through different times. Amen. And, I'm sure we all have testimonies that way, and I have one that way as well. And this was once I was working in downtown Baltimore, and it was about four lanes of highway that I had to go across. And I didn't know the last lane was a turning lane. So the lights were getting ready to change, and I thought I'd just run across. And I was running across, just looking where I was going, because I knew the cars were getting ready to go. But I didn't realize that last lane was a turning lane, and they had that green light. And I was running, and something just stopped me. I didn't see this car, but I stopped, and a car went, phew. I said, Lord God, my goodness, thank the Lord, standing on holy ground, angels all around. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's part of our story, victory in Jesus. We heard this story, but we're now part of it by his grace. Amen. Amen. Let's sing 22. I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again, and he caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory, oh, in Jesus, my Savior, forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea. About the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory, let's stand. Oh, Jesus, oh, my Savior forever. Sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and oh, I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Oh, victory, oh, in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Amen.
God bless y'all. Happy to be here with you again today. No, the other Sunday we were going home, we got in Snailville and we stopped at the light and we had a turning light. And as soon as we took off, somebody else took off from somewhere else that wasn't supposed to be. And I thought afterwards, I said, how did I do that? Then I got thinking, I didn't, he did. He saved me because it happened so fast, I couldn't have never done it. But because when I tried to take my foot off the accelerator and put on the brake, it slipped off the brake. And so God just brought us through it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
right. We're going to read this morning from Psalm 27. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're ever grateful and thankful, Lord, for your being with us, love protecting us in times when we know not that you're there, but you are. And we ask you today, Lord, to be with us and guide our thinking, Lord, guide our mind. Lord, let us not feel anger towards anyone. Lord, but let us be thankful that we know that you are there and that you will touch us and lift us up. In these roads, Lord, we travel, there's much danger, but Lord, you still protect us.
Yes.
God, we ask you this morning to bless this service and bless every heart here.
Yes.
For anything anyone have in their heart that shouldn't be, Lord, we ask you to remove it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. I want to read from Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell.
Though an host should encamp against me, and my heart shall not fail. The war shall rise against me. In this I will be confident.
One thing that I desire of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple.
For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon the rock.
And there shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing again, I will sing praises unto the Lord.
Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy upon me and answer me.
When thou sayest, seize me in his face, my heart saith to thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek.
Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, and I leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation.
When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up.
Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies.
Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty.
I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen. God bless you. May be seated.
The Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. You looking forward to the word this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's ask the Lord to fill our cup. Amen. And we are that cup that he can fill up.
Amen.
And be thirsty this morning.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul.
Go ahead and stand.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench, oh, this thirsting of my soul. Cup, fill it up and make me whole.
Let's sing with all of our heart as we ask our brother to come out.
Fill my cup, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
I lift it up.
Yes, Father.
Come and quench.
Lift up.
Bless you, brother. Good job, buddy.
So make me whole.
that your desire?
Amen.
Fill my cup, Lord.
Amen.
Full, overflow.
Amen.
Good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Good to see each and every one of you here. Thank you all for coming. Good to see you. Where's Aaron? I didn't see Aaron. Had a flat tire. Uh-oh. Had a flat tire. Okay. There's a girl that drives, that works for us at the post office, and she come driving in Friday, and I looked down at her tire, and I said, you know, I've never seen a tire that thin. I said, I can see the air on the inside of it. She just looked at me real weird. I said, you better get you another tire because that thing's really, really thin. So, but I know we all have issues that we deal with our vehicles. So thank God we will not need a vehicle over there. Amen. We're not going to. Hey, when you travel like a thought, who needs a car? Amen. Electric or gas. But we're going to have a good time. Let's have a good time here. Let's start it now, and then we'll get into it a little bit later on. Amen. All right, by way of announcements, real quick, Sister Monica's Sunday school class, please meet in the sanctuary at 12:40 to practice their special. Also, remember Brother Barry Coffey. He is leaving to go to Poland, and he's trying to help some of those in the Ukraine. He has a pretty big presence over there. Brother Joe's going to get us some video, pictures and some testimonies for this afternoon. I just saw one of the pictures he sent. The guy's standing in front of his or behind his house, and there's this bomb, and it's about that big around, but it's sticking through his went through his ceiling in his house, and it did not go off. God takes care of his people. Amen. Also, remember, Brother Aaron will be preaching this coming Wednesday night. Our youth service is this coming Saturday at 3 o'clock. I need volunteers. Jim's going to get all the spaghetti and the meatballs and the salad stuff, but we need volunteers. Do I need to call you out, or you just want to raise your hand? Sister Monica, Sister Rachel, Sister my mama, Sister Anna. Y'all don't be shy. Don't need more than that, Sister Anna. Gonna need a few more. Oh, Sarah's gonna help. That's good. But we'll just be serving spaghetti and all for the youth. Brother Matthew Watkins will be here. Everyone's welcome to come. It is a 3 o'clock open service, but we will be catering to the youth, and we will be doing some activities afterwards. And I think Monica and them y'all gonna do. Rachel, y'all gonna do some stuff for the little kids too. Yeah. Okay. All right. I think. Okay, y'all get together today, all right? We'll get in. But y'all always do something special. That's great. And also, Sunday morning will be only one service. Brother Matthew will be with us that day. And then also remember, the next weekend, that Brother Bob will be doing both services. Myself, Sister June, Brother Luis and his wife, and Brother Board are going to Ohio to dedicate the church part up there in the Brother Isaac's house. So just remember us, keep us in prayer. But Brother Bob will be doing, not this coming Sunday, but the next Sunday, the 27th, I believe it is. Also remember that April the 15th, 16th, and 17th, we'll have our first annual Easter service. Brother Jewel Forney will be here on Friday night. Brother Homer Longoria will be here on Saturday at 3 o'clock. It'll be a regular fellowship meeting. We'll be telling you about food and all that you'll need to bring. And then that we will also have a birthday party afterwards for Brother Dale, because that will be his 82nd birthday on that day. And then on the 17th, Brother Mike Oltig will be doing our Sunday morning Easter service, and we will not have service on that afternoon. So just keep all these things in your prayers, and all these brothers that are sick, and Brother Homer's got to go the 16th, I think it is, to have his heart cath rotor-rooted out. He's already had the heart cath, but he has some calcium deposits. Talked to Brother Luke Gibson the other day. He's doing okay, and he said to keep him in prayer, and he may be bringing a group with him.